Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and CEO at BrightPath. And I'm recording this episode just before Hurricane Dorian approaches the United States East Coast and begins to scrape really northeastern Florida up into Georgia, South Carolina, and potentially making landfall in North Carolina. So one thing that's on my mind right now is the whole concept of public-private partnerships, particularly in the area of emergency management. But this area of public-private partnerships that I'm going to talk about is just as applicable to law enforcement at the local, county, state, and federal level. It's relevant to the fire service. It's relevant to emergency medical services. It's relevant in other countries. Because what we're talking about here is that sharing of information openly between the public and private sectors to achieve a more resilient community. And I thought about this a lot in the last couple of days with Hurricane Dorian. I was reminded of, and I was sharing in some of our previous podcasts and videos, something I learned a while ago that's actually on a challenge coin from the United States Northern Command that supports emergency management response in the United States. And on the outer ring of this challenge coin, and we'll post a picture in the show notes, it says, "When you need a friend, it's too late to make one." And the lesson here is that the time to make and establish those relationships for strong public-private partnerships is long before the disaster hits. It's long before the active shooter situation hits your corporate headquarters. It's long before the significant investigation where you need to work hand-in-hand with a cross-jurisdictional task force for a cybersecurity issue. It's long before any of these bad things happen. It's about forming these relationships up front. And so I want to go back to something that had happened 7 years ago, almost 7 years ago, with Hurricane Sandy. At the time, I was the head of global crisis management, business continuity, and intelligence for one of the world's largest retailers. And if you remember Hurricane Sandy, it came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane on October 29th, 2012, in New Jersey. It was a slow, strong, slow-moving Category 1 hurricane. And in Sandy's path that day were more than 200 retail stores, multiple distribution centers, and two data centers that powered the e-commerce site for my employer. All were in harm's way. And more importantly to me, more importantly to my employer, tens of thousands of our employees were in harm's way as the storm came ashore. But I knew going into that day that I was not in that fight by myself. And I knew that we as a company were not in that fight alone, because we had spent the last decade coming to the realization that for our community to truly be resilient against a natural disaster, that public and private sector entities must work together and share information in a collaborative and transparent manner. In fact, for 3 years or so leading up to Hurricane Sandy, starting back in about 2009, local, state, and federal emergency management agencies across the country had really embraced this idea of outreach and joint planning with the private sector. In fact, the private sector, particularly retail and utility and communication sectors, had really embraced this approach with open arms. The result of that had been this strong set of partnerships between the public and private sector that was apparent throughout the preparation, response, and recovery efforts for Hurricane Sandy. For example, several days prior to Sandy's landfall, public and private sector entities were exchanging information through channels that had been predefined. Emergency management agencies were sharing things like situational updates, storm path updates, forecasts, plans for road closures and evacuations long before landfall, which enabled the private sector to have better planning. The private sector were sharing their plans for facility closure, how their employees were evacuating, the positioning of their recovery supplies, and their post-landfall response plans. So this collaborative and transparent approach gave broader situational clarity for both sectors, the public sector and the private sector, and it helped avoid confusion later during the very chaotic response phase of Hurricane Sandy. As Sandy began to dissipate and its impact in New Jersey and New York and other states became clearer, public and private sector entities remained in close contact. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, had activated their National Business Emergency Operations Center, which was new at the time. It was radically new. So it operated as a component, as it does today, within FEMA's National Response and Coordination Center, or NRCC. The NRCC consolidated a lot of federal and state agency reports into a simple, easy-to-read report for the private sector to digest. At the same time, private sector entities were sending their information to the National Business EOC. That was consolidated by that team and then shared at the highest level of state and federal government. That information helped provide an understanding of the storm's impact on the private sector in New York, New Jersey, and adjacent states. I think more importantly, that information helped FEMA and other public sector emergency management agencies make decisions for the distribution of their supplies and resources. Because think about it for a minute. If you're an impacted city in the state of New Jersey at Hurricane Sandy, but your Walmart and Target are open and they're able to supply food and water, does FEMA really need to bring in disaster pods to provide food and water, or are those resources best prioritized for somewhere else? And again, some of this is situationally dependent, but that gives, I think, some perspective on that. As a major retailer, my employer at the time was able to quickly bring in significant amounts of ice water recovery supplies for donations and for sale at those 200 locations within about 24 to 48 hours after landfall. Emergency management agencies could then prioritize and distribute supplies elsewhere strategically with that information in hand, knowing that the needed supplies were available at other locations. That made for more efficient decision-making and a more coordinated response process. It also contributed to interesting situational awareness that wasn't there previously, because FEMA, for example, was able to brief the Secretary of Homeland Security, who could then inform the president of real on-the-ground context for what was happening between retail, power, telecommunications, and the other private sectors, because that information was being communicated and shared transparently within the industry and with government partners like FEMA. This close coordination between the public and private sectors throughout all phases of business continuity and crisis management were really shown to be effective during the Hurricane Sandy response. And that approach allowed for a significantly faster and more efficient response and recovery of the private sector capabilities, helping ease the burden on emergency management agencies in the public sector, and I think leads to faster economic recovery in those impacted areas. While opportunities do exist to continue to mature the interaction between the public and private sector entities, this close coordination and transparent communication is really now viewed as a requirement to build resilient communities, companies, and nations. So that was some of that was taken from a magazine article that we wrote in July 2014, reflecting on Hurricane Sandy. But as Dorian approaches Florida and the U.S. southeastern coast, it reminds me of what I thought was the most important lesson out of all of this, which is that when you need a friend, it's too late to make one. Now is the time to build those partnerships and relationships with law enforcement, emergency management, the fire service, emergency medical services, and other entities so that when the disaster does hit, when the critical moment does happen, that the relationships are there and you're able to share information in an open and transparent manner, which will benefit both the public and private sectors. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe to your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.